out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, the 26th of March, 2018. It's the start of another week, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. And I'm very pleased to welcome today someone who we've had on before on Arian Insights a couple of times, and we've also featured some of his speeches from the Southwest Forum. It's Max Musson from Western Spring, who is going to talk to us a bit about Western Spring today and also about the movement of national salvation that Radio Arian is also a part of. So, Max, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here speaking to you.
Welcome, welcome. Well, I guess first off, we should explain to people what Western Spring is. I know most of our British listeners are probably well aware of it, but maybe some of our American listeners and some of our Australian and New Zealand listeners may not be. So, yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about Western Spring first?
I would say that Western Spring is a political organisation, but we are much more a philanthropic organization in that one of the things that we identified fairly early on as far as nationalism generally is concerned is that most nationalist organizations have very little in the way of resources, whether they be financial resources or anything else, and our perception is that if we are to if nationalism is to make any great strides in the future, if we are to eventually be successful and bring about the salvation of our people, then we need to be much better at acquiring assets and acquiring money to fund the activities and to fund our campaigns than we have been in the past. And that primarily, I suppose, is what Western Spring is about. We're also an organisation that hopes to act as a catalyst between the existing nationalist organisations and groups with a view to removing the duplication that exists where different people start up very, very similar organisations and then become competitors quite needlessly. And if we can get people to work progressively more in tandem with each other, then that will remove that duplication, and it will create great economies. It will bring about synergy and improve the effectiveness of our campaigns, and hopefully, therefore, make success a much more likely outcome for us.
So that's sort of like when you have more than one nationalist candidate that's standing in an election, that sort of thing. When you've got three or four candidates, it's a little bit ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, that's right, but it's also more than that. It's where you have two nationalist political parties that are virtually identical in terms of the policy schedule that they have and their method of outreach, the way in which they try to attract the support of the public, etc. You often find that there will be two organisations that will be virtually identical and which then inevitably become rivals because they're both aiming to occupy the same niche in terms of in electoral terms.
So it's about concentrating our resources, concentrating the people that do support nationalism and getting them to support one particular group rather than splitting it into all these various other groups. And I have to say about your the philosophical part of it, I have been the beneficiary of the philosophical side to Western Spring when you brought everyone that turned up to the Southwest Forum lunch that day, which it just shows people that you're serious about what you do and that the organisation is there to help other nationalists and support them, even in small things like that, such as buying everyone lunch for the day. I mean, that's good. We need an organisation like that. When you think of the left, when any of them get into trouble, the Antifa, there are all these lawyers that are offering their services for free. They've got everything paid for. George Soros offers to back everyone, pay everyone. And we haven't got anything, but we do have numbers of people, and they just need to be donating money to a cause such as yours, which then directs that money to where it's most needed. I know you've helped out other activist groups in the past as well. So and I know that you have your own business and you're financially stable yourself. So it's not like you're needing the money for yourself at all. It's a philanthropic enterprise. So where does the movement of national salvation fit in then, with the other organisations that are involved in that?
Well, I'm conscious of the fact that the other nationalist groups that have grown up, some of which have existed for a great length of time, it's unrealistic of anybody to expect those groups to just suddenly decide that, yes, they're going to disband and merge themselves into a larger organisation. And what we really need is a process of convergence. It's kind of like the sort of process that is advocated by the European Union for the various member states of the European Union. It's to slowly get people to accept that the way forward is for them to converge until they do ultimately become a single organization, not necessarily with the identities and the personalities of the component parts entirely disappearing, but where the way in which they operate is close enough for them to act as a unified whole rather than being fragmented groups that are competing against each other, as I explained earlier on.
So you've got various different groups that are sort of allied to one another. I mean, if people notice on the Radio Aaron site, they will see that there's an advert there for the National Front, there's an advert there for Western Spring, there's obviously ourselves, RadioAaron.com, there's also an advert there for Heritage and Destiny, and also for the London Forum. So do you want to explain what that's about, why it's these five groups?
Yes, these are groups that I've identified that potentially could form a unified movement, and they are component parts that, generally speaking, have different functions. And so I think as far as Western Spring is concerned, I've kind of described the way in which I envisage Western Spring as acting as a kind of catalyst between other nationalist groups. But Radio Aryan have established yourselves as an excellent online radio station, and that's a very effective way of reaching out to new people and bringing in new members. Heritage and Destiny have existed for some time, and I have to admit that I haven't spoken closely with the leaders of Heritage and Destiny, the main characters involved in producing their magazine and their organisation. I haven't spoken to them about coming into this, but I envisaged them as being ideal candidates for that particular role. And again, I haven't spoken to the leaders of the National Front yet in any detail about this. I've spoken to some individuals within the National Front, but what I would like to see is for the groups that you've just outlined, for them to adopt as a secondary strap line to their existing corporate identity, so to speak, to their existing brand name, a separate strap line being partners in the movement of national salvation. And what that can then do is it means that there is a kind of what's the word I'm thinking of here? There is a degree of commitment on their part that they're going to entertain the potential to work together and to therefore be more effective in the future. And I intend to see Western Spring organising a number of conferences as we go forward. We did have one just over a year ago, which was very successful, and my intention is that we will hold more similar conferences where the leaders of those particular groups are brought together with a view to us working more closely together, removing any competition that exists between us, and therefore becoming far more effective. Part of the problem that I've seen with regard to nationalism, and I see it all the time, it seems to be happening with considerable repetition, that there will be somebody who will be suddenly become inspired to work for in the interests of our people, and instead of going and joining one of the existing organisations that that have already become established, they will go and start up a blog of their own or a website of their own, or they'll start to produce podcasts, and it will be in their own name, and it will just be them and perhaps one or two of their friends. But in many, many cases, it's just them. And so it's just like one person. So instead of them joining and becoming part of a bigger thing, what they do is they stand apart and then effectively, in many cases, just regurgitate the same message that's being put out by all of the existing organizations. So instead of actually making broadening the message that's going out, they're just repeating the things that are said by other people. And insofar as they become successful and attract an audience, what they tend to do is to just distract an audience that's already listening to the same kind of material that's being put out by an existing organization. And so it becomes a bit of a futile process. Those people who do this kind of thing and who desire success will usually become disenchanted because of the fact that they are in competition, and so they're trying to take support away from other organisations in order to build support for their particular website or whatever. And when it doesn't happen, they then drop out feeling disillusioned. Whereas if they had joined forces with somebody that was already doing that kind of thing, the two of them could work together. They would lighten the workload by virtue of the fact that there's two or more people working together. They would inspire each other and trigger new ideas within their own between themselves and the other people that they're working with, by virtue of the fact that they've got somebody else to as a sounding board that they can experiment with new ideas with and get some feedback from. And so therefore, as I say, by looking for an organization that's already doing what you'd like to do and then joining that organization rather than copying them, that is, in my view, the way forward.
Cooperating rather than competing, and the organisations that you've picked are all in different fields as well. Like, you've got the National Front, which is representing the political party. You've got the London Forum representing speeches and public appearances. You've got yourself representing the philosophical side, Heritage and Destiny, representing the literary side with their hard copy magazine that they produce. And then obviously Radio Aryan, we are producing podcasts and public propaganda. So then you get a synergy between all these organisations. And I think it's also important to state that each one of these organisations are racial nationalists, not civic nationalists.
Right.
That's an important thing to point out, I think, the racial component of this, and that each one of us is committed to stopping white genocide and advocating for white people. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's right. And I mean, in addition to Radio Aryan, I mean, Radio Aryan on its own could be the seed of a nationalist media organization that could represent the entire nationalist movement. But I could see Radio Aryan working together with individuals such as Tony Avery, who helps to produce videos for quite a few of the nationalist organizations. There's a young guy called Tom Rousel that I've met in the past and who I know is producing some excellent podcasts and videos. If the three of you were to get together, particularly with Tony Martin, for example, from the National Front, then what you've then got, instead of there being four people individually with their own separate four organisations, though, that the four of you could be working together and producing media productions, that some of which could be radio productions, others of which could be podcasts, and others of which could be short films, for example, of a very high quality. If there's, you know, that much, if there are more of you doing working together, and therefore having greater financial resources by virtue of the fact that that you're combining your own resources. And it's the sort of thing that the we at Western Spring would be, you know, if the four of you came to us and said, look, we'd like to form a media corporation, but we need a little bit of financing to buy this equipment or that equipment in order to be able to do it, then that's the kind of thing that we could look at providing some money for.
So it's about pooling talent and making the best use of it, because we do have a lot of talent in nationalism in Britain, a lot of creative talent. And I already work with the Southwest Forum and the Yorkshire Forum and recording their speeches. So, you know, I'm very up for working with other people. Now, I know there's another project that you've often said that you wanted to get off the ground in the past, which is an organisation that could speak up for